It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Day one of Eagles Radiothon. Remember, you can bid on all these great items. EaglesRadiothon.com. Our next guest has one of those items, Nolan Smith. Nolan, thank you for joining us today.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me.
Yes, of course.
What's up, Nolan?
So,
how y'all doing?
Right.
So Nolan's item, you have a Sixer suite. You and 11 guests go to the game. Ooh. With Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean. It is a 2025 regular season game. So, Nolan, I assume you're a big NBA guy?
Oh, yeah, kind of, man. I'm a big 76ers fan, man. Love every sports in Philly, man. And I'm just here to, man, play my part, get everybody to the game, and boost everybody up.
So, greatest player of all time, NBA. You pick one guy.
Man, I got to say, for me, it has to be AI. I'm representing his number, wearing his number. I know it's for my mom, but, you know, that number 3 is great in Philly.
Yep.
Wait a minute. All right. We want you to be a Philly guy, but we also want to know, you don't really think AI is the greatest player of all time, do you? Or are you just trying to be a Philly guy?
I'm a Philly guy for real.
Okay.
So he's the best ball handler of all time, man.
Okay.
I'm talking about the crossover, the step over, the famous AI step over. You see guys do that at celebrations for years in the NFL. So you come on now. You can't knock him.
No, I'm not knocking him.
LeBron also is up there.
Yeah. I'm not knocking him. I just thought I was going to get a Jordan. But, you know, in Philly, you say AI, it's good.
Can't go wrong with AI.
Cannot go wrong. So you can bid on that at EaglesRadiothon.com. EaglesRadiothon.com. So you guys kick off in 8 days against Dallas. Do you feel ready?
Yes, sir. More than ready, man. The guys are getting ready. We're just taking it day by day right now, and we're really just excited. We can't wait to kick off.
Listen, you had an awesome second half to the season, including the postseason. Man, I'm wondering from your mindset going into the offseason and now having sort of that responsibility as the guy there on the outside. I know Jalen was here last year with you, but we all are viewing you like you're the guy, former first-round pick with your Georgia Bulldogs, and replacing guys like Josh Sweat.
Brandon Graham.
What's that been like for you, and how do you sort of embrace that role?
Man, I'm going to just be the same kid that I'll always be, man. I'm just the energy guy, ready to keep going and just pick up where they left off, man. Sweat and BG left me with so much. It's hard for me not to be great, man. I'm just playing my role, and just I'm a small piece in a big puzzle, and I'm just the energy guy, man. I try to boost guys up, get guys ready to go, and, you know, man, it's hard not to get excited to play a little football, too.
You guys were the best defense in the NFL last year. In the Super Bowl, you had what a performance. Do you think your defense this year can be as good as it was last year, and why?
Man, I just think we're good because we play together. And long as we keep playing together and have that connection piece, like Coach Sirianni talks about all the time, together, 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 we'll be 100% fine. We don't have to be anything we were last year. We just got to be ourselves, and we ain't got to feel no shoes, just be ourselves.
I am interested. Like, you've been here, this is your third year, right? It's your third
year.
Yes, sir. And you've been, as a young player, one of the vocal guys, one of the vocal leaders on that side of the ball. It's a young defense, and you, like we talked about, you don't have BG there, you don't have Slay there, guys like CJ, GJ, some of the veterans who had been there. You're sort of stepping into a little bit of that role as being one of the vocal leaders on that side. What makes you comfortable sort of embracing that role?
Oh, man, what makes me comfortable embracing that role is just being myself, you know, just being a kid and knowing my guys got my back and they see the body of work that I put in. And as long as I keep working hard every day, they'll understand, you know, that I can speak up and talk about things and just ask them to do a little bit more because I'm doing the same thing. I'm running to the ball and doing everything that the coaches ask too.
What's the best thing and the worst thing about playing for Coach Fangio?
Oh, man. I'll say the best thing about playing for him is that he's going to give you the hardest look. And then the best thing about playing for him is, man, he's going to give you the hardest look. It's nothing bad about playing for Coach Fangio, man. He's an amazing coach.
Yeah.
And he's just one of those guys that takes good care of us and makes us feel good going into the game.
You guys,
good answer.
Yeah, very good answer. I thought I had you. You started with best, and I was like, ooh, I can't wait to hear about worst. You guys have some new guys on defense, some young guys. Who of the new guys has impressed you?
Man, I say, man, our cornerbacks have really impressed me, one of our new guys, and just our secondary, man. Them boys are on point. And, you know, I always talk about the marriage of the defense, and we're the marriage of the defense that always keeps going. And long as they cover in our rush, man, we'll be all right.
What is the next week like for you? What is the next week of preparation? Is it physical? Is it more physical? Is it more mental? How are you getting ready for the season?
Yeah, the physical part is already over, man. We've been through camp. It's more about the mental part. The mental part and getting ready, being prepared, and, you know, us doing our part and me doing my part and, you know, like I say, just being the energy guy and keep everybody heads level and keep us going.
Would you say that's the biggest thing when trying to repeat as a champion? I know Coach talked about you guys aren't defending champs and you start fresh, and I totally understand that and I can appreciate that message. You're, along with a few of your defensive mates, you guys have experienced what it's like to win a championship at the collegiate level and have to go defend that thing. So I'm just wondering, what's that mindset like in the offseason coming back after you've won a championship, trying to do it again?
Man, the mindset is just tone out the noise and just work and go 1-0 every week. Like right now we're 0-0 and we can only worry about the first game. And, you know, we start this climb at the bottom of the mountain and we can only go up and keep climbing. But we start at the bottom of the mountain. As long as we make that progress and get 1% better every day, we'll be A-okay.
Well, you guys made us real proud last year, and I know you're going to do it again. We thank you so much for your time. Good luck over the next week. Get ready. It's a marathon, not a sprint. But we're looking forward to watching you guys play on Thursday night. We thank you for your time today, Nolan.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me.
There he is, Nolan Smith. You can bid on it. It's a Sixer suite. So here's the thing about the suite. It's you and 11 guests.
That's a lot of guests.
So it's a Sixers game. Forget about the Sixers part. It's fun with the Eagles players. I'm just kidding. A Sixers, not really.
Yeah,
a Sixers,
say you're right.
A Sixers suite with Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis, and N'Kobe Dean. Oh, when you're bidding.
The Bulldogs.
Yeah, when you're bidding, here's what I want you to think about. That's 12. It's you and 11 people. Get a bunch of your friends, find out how much, you know, this guy throwing a few hundred bucks, that guy can, that can help your bid, you know, it's not all on you.
Don't put it all on one, don't put it all on yourself, do that thing to where you do it collectively.
Yes, unless you're super rich and want to take all your friends to the game. And if you want to invite me and Ike, you don't have to worry about Jack. You invite me and Ike, we'll totally go, you know.
We got to get down there early while them bees are still.
Yes, or we'll time it. Well, I shouldn't do this. So it's a mutually agreed upon game.
Yes.
What I would do, don't pick it back to back.
Seriously, no, you're right.
And they'd lead the league in back to backs this year.
Don't pick it. If there's a few choices, don't pick the back to back.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's get to the top 5-5. Oh, wait, before we do, this hour brought to you by Guida Door and Window. Save 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I wanted to make sure I got this in because I do respect my elders and I respect what this station was built on.
Oh, geez.
I already got a text. Got to make sure I credit Billy the Helper.
Okay.
For this. Joe Conklin. Old Morning Show.
Oh, for the five.
Yes.
Yeah.
The five.
You noticed I said that right away. I credit it.
No, I will say I have done it the last couple of years. Okay. But I understand that it originated on that show.
Yeah, and by the way, Billy the Helper, everything in radio is stolen anyway. I'm sure you guys stole it from somebody else. Let's get over it.
But Billy always helping.
Yes, Billy always helping.
Time for the five rejected WIP radiothon items. Starting at number five.
WIP?
Yes, WIP only. Of course.
Yes,
of course. And this is for 75 and above. So you got to be 75 plus years old.
Okay.
You can race Joe to camera. in the 400 meter.
Knew that was coming.
And maybe it'll be a little closer.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of good 75-year-old runners. I think you might need
smoke Joe DiCamera.
Yeah, you might need to push it to 85.
Yeah.
You know? Or set a weight, maybe get the weight way up there or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, the video came out today.
Yes.
And this is me being honest.
Yeah.
I'm not fast.
No.
At all.
Yeah.
Not fleet of foot.
You never said that you were fast. Yeah.
No. And it wasn't close.
No.
Shows you how slow Joe DiCamera is.
Well, you can't even see him in the video. When you see Jack, you don't see Joe. And there were people that were, when I sent the video out, people said, oh, I didn't think that Joe actually ran like the way that you described it, crotch first.
Oh, yeah.
He does. He does. He's a groinsman. The groin is out front.
Again, if it was a photo finish, he might have had a chance.
Yep.
I
just want to, and we said this for a moment yesterday, when Jack lost in tennis, there was a celebration on the morning show of not that Jack lost, but what a loser Jack was and how he didn't try.
Yeah.
Joe didn't, it was one of two things yesterday. Either Joe didn't try, or he's one of the worst athletes I've ever seen. And both
things can be true.
Yeah, it should be highlighted what a loser he is, how he got absolutely smoked by Jack yesterday. So, just wanted to get that out.
You're highlighting that, yes.
Yeah.
Fourth rejected WIP Radiothon item is dirty joke writing with the Phillies broadcast booths.
Ah!
That's a good one.
A lot of material every night.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some of the classics.
I always like to use the knob to work against, and I used to like to have the whole hand on it. A lot of guys have their pinky off of it.
That's
the
best
one. I'm not sure why. I think it's a preference.
That's the best one.
It is a great one.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm always impartial to this one.
No, you're
partial. Phillies,
hold
so
on.
Someone messes up.
Yep, get him.
You are partial to it.
See, I always get this and the imperfect or what's the one where it's...
Infamous.
Infamous.
Right.
Infamous, I always thought was positive.
Infamous means you're famous for something bad.
Yes.
Partial means you are... I mean, it's. I don't even know how to say it without describing it. It means you are not being impartial. You like this one better. Impartial means that you are unbiased.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You want to play
it? I am partial to this one as well.
Yes. Name Philadelphia Phillies till someone messes up.
Grover Cleveland Alexander.
Chuck Klein.
Oh, that's too easy. Cy Williams.
Raul Ibanez.
Good head. Yeah. Positive.
Oh, man. Jesus. That's one T-Mac wants back.
By the way, there's one from Friday night that I mentioned to you that I do think we have to get, if we can still, for a future show. There was another Ruben one, and this one was about Ben Davis. So, the one that happened last week that we do have to grab.
There also was another one from Rube, apparently, on the round table.
Oh, really?
About him, he burst in the booth a little late.
Okay.
So he came in hard and fast, which I gotta go grab.
Okay.
Stalker last night, or a couple nights ago.
Many times you go through life where you get to spit on something and not have somebody get after you, but there you go.
They're a problem. They are a problem.
Huge problem.
So you could write jokes with them.
Okay.
The third rejected WIP Radiothon item is you could fast with Spike Eskin. Become very irritable.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'm doing good.
I mean, you're doing well, besides when Chuck calls. It goes off the rails a little bit.
Yeah. But I'm like that anyway.
Yeah, I know.
That's true.
You know, I'm abrasive anyway. You know, so,
I don't know if people are lining up to bid a lot of money to fast for 4 days.
No, 5 days.
Oh, okay.
We're only on day four. You have another day of this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah, yeah.
Super.
Excited to get home, eat my broth.
Yeah, go eat your broth.
Yeah.
Second rejected WIP Radiothon item is you can recreate Six Flags Day with Buzz.
Diaper not included.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
The whole day, where he cleaned, where he dry cleaned.
Dry clean it.
No.
Not dry clean, dry wiping, I guess you could say.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You can go on all the rides. Experience with Buzz experience.
Dude, I still can't believe he went number two in his pants on the bus.
Yeah, sat there.
And then sat there. And then went to Six Flags. Went to the bathroom.
Chunkied up, he went in there.
Did not. Use any liquid to clean himself.
Man.
Cleaned with dry paper. And then went and got sweaty and rode on rides all day.
Lord. All day.
Dude, what do you do with those clothes afterwards? You have to.
He probably wore them home.
Yeah.
And then washed them. And then you wore them to school.
You have to handle those with a hazmat suit on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burn everything.
Yes.
Jesus. burn everything.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But the number one rejected WIP Radiothon item is you get to go over Jalen's resume with Spike and Jack with duct tape over their mouth. We can't say anything.
Let me tell you, people would bid on that.
That's one we might get money for right there.
Yeah, that one honestly shouldn't be rejected. I think we could get a couple grand for that, honest with you.
We won't say anything.
Yeah.
It's a form of torture.
Yeah.
Go over Jalen's resume.
Talk about the dagger, you know. Everything. We wouldn't be able to say a word.
Oh, can you? Oh, man. But it's like a
reason. Sometimes you guys do need to be reminded what is on the resume.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know how. It's almost like an involuntary response when somebody says the dagger now. Like, I don't know if I could. Like, I'd probably have a stroke if I couldn't do that when somebody was talking about it.
I'm kind of with you on the dagger thing.
Yes,
Cooper DeJean's play is the one that ended the
You're
dagger.
With us on
yes.
this one. By the way, Top 5 was presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Wow, thank you, Spike.
Yeah, well, look, if there were another line or two there, that would have been a winner.
Yep.
Yeah, by the way, CBS, Paramount Plus, NFL.
Oh, everything's streaming.
Yeah.
There's like 7 different platforms, I think, this year.
It's like that with the NBA, too.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
And Harlan's in NBA this year on Prime, right?
He is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
It's going to be different.
Trying to figure out who's the right person here.
I don't know. Okay, Andrew, be much faster.
Yes, because we don't really have the time for one of the other ones. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
What it do, okay?
What it do, Drew?
Did you hear Saquon Barkley on the WIP afternoon show?
I mean, you know that's my guy, right? I mean...
That's not what I asked you.
The yes or no question.
Yeah.
I heard half of it.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Well, if you missed it, you can go and rewind to the Odyssey app or subscribe to the WIP Afternoon Show podcast. Anyway, what's up, okay?
Hey, we're doing a little mix-up here. We're going college football coming up this weekend.
Nobody cares.
Hey, I know that Ike...
You know one of us cares. Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
let's see if you can hold his attention on this one. Go ahead.
Yeah, what do you got?
Hey, we're going top 12 here. Just a little prediction. My team, Penn State, is a legit shot this year. Top 4 is going to be Penn State, Clemson, LSU, Notre Dame. Really strong Big Ten, really strong SEC groups this year. Look at Ohio State again to be there. Look at Notre Dame. My sleeper team this year is probably going to be someone like Arizona State or Indiana.
Clemson.
Years.
Come on.
Clemson.
Let me ask
really
you something,
underdog.
Okay. I know this is your segment.
This is
just awful.
This is his segment.
Yeah. Okay. let me ask you a question. I want to do a little role playing. Instead of you giving your sleepers, I want you to imagine you're listening to the WIP afternoon show. How much do you think, Joe in the Northeast or Steve in Kennett Square or John in South Jersey cares about your college football sleepers?
I mean, I know Justin's listening to college football. I know Corey's listening to college football.
Yeah, one guy listens in Tennessee and the other one listens in Columbus. What are we doing here? College football? You Penn State people will do anything just for an excuse to talk about Penn State.
That's true.
It's unbelievable. Nobody here cares about college football.
Hey, tell them that to Saquon Barkley and Jahan.
And I didn't take the bait when Saquon brought up how good Penn State was.
You didn't. You let it go.
I thought about it, though.
You let it go. Who's your top 4 again? Okay. Just so we have it.
We got Penn State, Notre Dame, LSU, Clemson. Could be Georgia.
No. There's no could be's.
Could be.
Those are your top 4.
Yes.
Could be. I could name all the good college football teams, too. Unbelievable. All right. Okay. Okay.
Right, okay.
There he is. Okay, Andrew. It's college football sleepers.
Oh, man.
What a weirdo.
It is a big weekend, though.
Is this the weekend?
For those of us who like college football.
Is this the weekend we're getting the Texas Ohio State game?
Yes, sir.
All right.
You get Texas Ohio State, LSU, Clemson, Notre Dame, Miami. You got 3 top 10 matchups.
Can't wait.
You know, I'm locked in on it. You heard Cam say Nebraska and Cincinnati tomorrow night.
Listen,
It's a Big Ten game.
Scurs?
Yeah, nobody calls
them
the Scurs.
No wonder Nebraska's a one since the 90s. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, where's Tom Osborne?
The Scurs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was with you. Yeah. I had never heard them called the Scurs before.
Come on, man.
It's like me saying the Huskies, man. Yeah. Like, come on, the Scurs?
What are we talking about here?
Cornhuskers.
But come on.
If you've missed any of our interviews, you can get them today. So today we talked to Saquon Barkley. This is all for Eagles Radiothon. Talked to Saquon Barkley, talked to Cam Jurgens, Nolan Smith. You can do it in the Rewind function, the Odyssey app, or the WIP Afternoon Show podcast. So
should we call Elliot and get his reaction to Saquon's?
Absolutely. Yes. We should. So that is coming up. If you'd like to bid on any of their items, so Saquon's item, you play golf with Saquon and Jason Kelce at Trout National Golf Course.
Yes.
You can bid on that, EaglesRadiothon.com. Nolan Smith, you can go to a Sixers game with Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, and not just go to a game, have a suite. Mm. So that is you and 11 friends with Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, and Nolan Smith. Bid on that at EaglesRadiothon.com. And two for Cam Jurgens. One is axe throwing at the NovaCare facility with Cam, Landon Dickerson, and Jordan Mailata. And the other one is a beef jerky tasting at the NovaCare facility, which, by the way, is a big deal just to get to hang out at NovaCare.
Oh, yeah.
But of his beef jerky brand, Jergy, he thinks they may have some new flavors by then as well. You can bid on all those at EaglesRadiothon.com. You can also buy one of the t-shirts for $30. It's awesome. It's an exciting t-shirt. It says exciting on it with Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship. That is $30, or you can just text to give. Text the word afternoon to 53209. We got a beat last year. Oh, by the way, the WIP Afternoon Show live broadcast last year was at $8,200.
Oh.
So we're at $1,500 right now.
Okay.
So we have to beat that by 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah.
We can't beat it. You have to beat it.
Yes.
Think about your business having us there, the biggest radio show in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You know, think about
how big. It's the return you're going to, not only that, Spike.
Yeah.
Leading up to the broadcast, how much we discuss it.
Yes.
So you're getting advertising by us talking about it, that we're going to be there and we're going to promote it and pub it for the entire 4 hours that we're there.
Yes, you can ask, if you want to hassle Jack or me about Jalen Hurts, you can do it. If
now,
you
don't try to duct tape our mouths.
Well, how about this?
No, let's duct tape your mouth.
I will agree. I will agree to Jack and I having our mouths duct taped for 2 minutes while you give us Jalen Hurts' resume while we're there.
If we top our number from
last
year.
If we top the number from last year. Absolutely. We will have
nice.
That's actually a pretty great incentive. That's pretty big incentive.
Yes. And duct tape getting ripped off your mouth friggin' hurts.
Yeah.
Are you like having much experience with that?
Yes, I was held hostage once. Elliot Shore Parks is coming up next. We did the top 5-5. Also, we do a High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, which we haven't done, leading up to Mets Phillies.
Yeah, leading off coming up. Yeah. Text line coming off.
Yeah.
Oh, Elliot. Man. I mean, holy cow.
We need another hour.
What a seggy.
All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.